This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome, everyone. That's right. I'm the Cajun man from the Bayou Land, the originator, not the duplicator. Please don't accept no substitutions. Man, I was green before green was even coal, along with my co-host, Miss Rita Crompton. Hey, Miss Rita, how you doing?
I am fine, Michael. How are you today? Man, it is so good to hear your voice.
I tell you, it's been a whole week since I talked to you, you know?
I know.
So tell me what's going on. You got a great show for us. Tell us what's happening.
We do have a great show. A couple of great inventors with us today. You know, inventors, you need a plan, and it's not the traditional business plan, because you can get lost without a plan, and yet there's no business. So today we're going to be talking about how inventors can put together a plan, because we know, Michael, that every American is a potential inventor. It doesn't matter what their age is.
All right, let's get to our first guest. I understand he's on the line right now, Mr. Hans Hartman. He's on the line.
Hi.
Hey, Hans.
Hi, Michael. How are you? And actually, It's Hans, and hands are at the end of your arms, and you use that to swing a hammer.
I gotcha.
And I'm also from New Orleans originally, so
wow,
kudos to you, sir.
Well, that's right. Well, thank you, my buddy. Well, let's jump right into this. What did you invent, Hans?
Well, I got tired of popping pieces of ice cream across the room and hitting people with it. And I said one day, I'm like, I can't do this. I need to make a better ice cream scoop. And people go, well, it's an ice cream scoop. Well, no, there's science that can go into that. So what I did was I invented, and it is the world's best ice cream scoop. And there's a .com at the back of that if you want to take a look. But this is an ice cream scoop that has five teeth in the end, like what is called a runcible spoon, but most people know it as a spork. And in between each one of those teeth, there is a cutting edge that's about as sharp as a butter knife, so you're not going to poke yourself with it. But it actually is so good at breaking through and removing the surface tension in hard ice cream that when I had it tested by an engineer, I was getting between 1.5 and 5 pounds plus less force needed on my ice cream scoop to go through hard ice cream than other scoops that are on the market. So it is truly the world's best ice cream scoop.
It is, and Hans is going to be joining us, Michael, at the National Hardware Show, so he will be launching his product out there and taking orders. Hans, tell us why it is so important to understand steps early for the inventing process.
Oh, my goodness. Well, especially, and I learned this very quickly with my scoop, there are so many different ice cream scoops out there, and there are so many different products out there, that if you are thinking of creating a new invention, all you have to do is go online and start looking for what it is you are saying, hey, I want to invent this. Because if you don't start with a plan and start looking for those things that you want to invent, seeing if somebody has invented it already, you may end up spending $10,000 or more on something that you can never get a patent on. And planning is something that is, it's done constantly. Every week, you should be looking at the business plan you have. And if your business plan is, at the moment, create this new product, then that's a great way to start your business plan. But you have to keep it going, because this is a business. It's not just a hobby. And if it's a hobby, you don't need a patent because you don't care. So if you're going to do this seriously, you need to plan and then look at your plan and continue planning. And even if the plan is, I just want to sell this, I want to get this licensed, you have to have that in your plan, because if you're not setting yourself up for a good deal, for a licensing deal, you're gonna lose a lot of money. And I don't know about anybody else, but you know, I have to pay bills, and so I got to get money.
Yeah, losing money is not fun. And
no,
what we look at is, you know, in those early stages of inventing, all right, before there's a business to do a business plan with, what do inventors do? And there's a couple of options. One, you can, you know, join the Inventors Roundtable. They're virtual meetings and they're free. And you can download the Inventors Galaxy Guide that goes through those basic steps. And it's on the Inventor Lady website. So those are good early stage.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a very important read. I'm sorry. I just wanted to say that, because it's really, I mean, it's great information, and she's not charging you anything for it. So read it if you're interested.
Wow. But Hans, let me ask you this. What other advice you would have, say, for new inventors, though?
Oh, my gosh. If you're a new inventor, especially, and being somebody who's been working on inventions for close to 30 years myself, I noticed that if you're one person thinking about, how do I do this? You have one point of perspective. If you work with someone, you talk to somebody, you get it into somebody's hands, you get another perspective. And from that perspective, you actually get your perspective, their perspective, and then a collective perspective. And the more people that you involve, talk to, network with, put it in their hands to test it out, see if it's something that fits and works. And my favorite thing to say to people is, can people use this without an instruction manual? If you can do that, and if you use the principles of Occam's razor, which is the best part is no part, so take out anything that's ancillary, make it as simple as you can, but as durable as you can, and do it so it's very, very naturally usable. That's going to be the thing to do.
Well, hold on that.
Yep.
Hold on, we've got to go. Rita, any contact information? How can we reach him, Rita?
Well, you can do Hans Hartman at me.com, or you can go to the website www.hartmanmade.com, and we will post all of these things on our website, so we're easy to find.
All right, Hans, thank you so much for being our guest. Good luck to you, okay, buddy? We've got to run.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a short break along with the Cajun contractor Michael King with my sidekick, Miss Rita Crompton, the inventor lady, right here on Invent America on the Home Talk USA Radio Network. We're going to take a short break. I'll be right back. Yeah.